Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Hey, Big Daddy, how you doing?
Hey, back-to-back days, a good hair day, man. Like back-to-back days of a good quaff going on.
You know, it's sad that you could have turned your mic on in time, but you're busy looking at your hair.
I wasn't as busy trying to fix the TV over here. Uh-huh. Trying to give us a good background for the live stream that we do every single day from 6 until 10 a.m.
Your hair does look good, though.
I know it does.
Yeah, it does.
That wasn't me making a joke. Busted out that I got the hipster flannel working again today. All right.
Not a good idea in here today, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a little warm in the crib. But that's all right because, you know, listen, Lonzo, it's high fashion. You got to make sacrifices to look as good as I do. As Dolly Parton once said, takes a lot of money to look this cheap. All right?
I don't know about fashion, but I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I do, so feel free to.
I dress up, you know, once a year when I win awards.
When he's got a doctor's appointment, he wears solid black T-shirts. I've learned that about the great one.
That was completely an accident. I'll fix it in a minute.
No, I'm committed to the bit.
No,
now.
I figured out a trick how to do it.
Oh, did you now?
Mm-hmm. I can't do it from over here. It won't.
Oh, gotcha.
It won't see it. Now you turn the TV back on. You probably should fix that.
What a day we got lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. What a show we've got lined up for you. I look forward to speaking with you about the ineptitude of National Football League teams because there's a few of them. And I think they all have one thing in common. When we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, when we talk about the Las Vegas Raiders, when we talk about the Chicago Bears, when we talk about any and all of these squads, there is something that is true, I think, about all of them. And I'm going to tell you what it is coming up later on in the radio broadcast. I want to get today to a little college football. Because this may shock you, and it may not, and it's not going to shock any of you. You're all aware of this, but the college football playoffs, the 12-team college football playoffs, get underway this weekend. And I think today is a good, as good of a day as any day to begin our conversation about the college football playoffs opening round. We've got, of course, the Clemson Tigers. They are on the road out in Austin, Texas, taking on the Horns, trying not to get hooked by, but do the hooking of the Horns. We have got to get into the All-Indiana Bowl, as Indiana and Notre Dame are set to play. They are the only Friday night game, 8 p.m. And then we've got three games for you on Saturday. Kicks off at noon with SMU, Southern Methodist University. The Stangers are on the road taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. This might be the most interesting game in the first round. If I asked you what coach in the first round has the most pressure on them to win, what would your answer be? Would it be Dabo Swinney at Clemson? Would it be Steve Sarkisian at Texas? Josh Heupel at Tennessee? Ryan Day at Ohio State? Would it be Rhett Lashley at SMU? James Franklin at Penn State? Kurt, I win, Google me, Cignetti at Indiana? Or would it be Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame? Well, I think we can take Marcus Freeman off the list. Dude signed a four-year, multi-million dollar extension yesterday. He's good in the Irish colors for another 4 years, six in total. I've got Rhett Lashley at SMU. I don't think there's any pressure on Rhett Lashley, is there? I mean, he showed up. He was in the ACC Conference Championship game in his very first year in a Power 5 conference. And oh, by the way, keep in mind, he did this in a year that SMU was welcomed into the conference only because SMU told the Atlantic Coast Conference, if you will give us a spot, we will not ask for any conference money for the first few years. We will leave our portion of conference proceeds on the table. We will work solely off booster money if you'll let us in. And the ACC did. So we didn't even have all the resources that Dabo and Clemson and Mario Cristobal in Miami had, yet he made the ACC title game and made the college football playoff. So I don't think it's Rhett Lashley. Is it Dabo Swinney? The pressure building on Dabo, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest news to break yesterday, and I need you all sitting down for this. I need everybody, take a seat, okay? Take your socks off so that when they are knocked off, they don't go flying across the room and break something. Dabo signed a skill position player out of the transfer portal yesterday. The chorus of Clemson fans echoes across the upstate of South Carolina.
Oh, no, it's not about that. It's about all the people who supposedly know football. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. You got now he's thinking, oh, shut up. Can't talk about it anymore. Everyone complaining about it. He's done it. It's over with. Let it go. Find something else.
But what if it is the problem? Because we did sign a kid.
You mean the problem? Last I checked, they won the ACC championship. The problem? Last I checked, they're in the 12-team playoff. So obviously, big problem for Dabo. Oh my gosh, they won hardly any games this year because they didn't use the transfer portal. But now it's everything's golden because they've done that.
I mean, again, like if you're in the bottom of a hole and you got to get yourself out of the hole,
the hole is the ACC championship. The hole is the 12-team playoff. That's the part I don't get. If he wasn't doing all that stuff, then I get the complaint. But his way was working, is working. He's got the team where it needs to be to win a national championship. But the complaint is you're not doing it how everyone else is doing it. You must conform. And now that he has, now everyone rejoices. I don't get the jubilation. I don't get the fact that people were upset for him doing things the way he did it. And it worked and is still working. But now everyone can be quiet about it. I mean, one day of talking about it, then it's over for everybody. I don't know what some people are going to do when that's all they talk about.
First off, let's start with no. We're not the arbiter of sports talk conversations around here, right? We're not arbiters. That's a thing. But I would say this, great one. I would say this. Was Clemson's football team this year good enough to win? What do you think of the ACC this year relative to a normal year? Is this a normal year in the ACC? Do you think this is as good as it usually is?
I would say the ACC has stunk forever and will continue to stink.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, but as far as that goes, being at the top of the trash heap, you still can breathe good air if you point your face towards the sky.
I don't disagree. But being the king of the trash heap, as you phrased it, being the king of the trash heap doesn't do anything for you. No one gives a damn about conference titles if you're not in the SEC or the Big Ten. And let's keep it a buck. I've asked you this question before. I've asked the listeners before. It's almost consensus. Nobody cares about conference championships, at least not amongst the power players in college football. The big dogs don't care about conference championships. They care about natties.
I'm just saying the Clemson fans care about it.
I don't think that they do.
And those are the people who are basically helping to pay a salary. Yeah.
I think they care about conference championships the way that we care about merit awards at the SCBA awards. Are they nice to have? Sure. Are we going to hang them on the wall? Sure. But we have never gotten on the air and gone, ladies and gentlemen, we are the two-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association merit award winners for a damn thing. We've never done that. We don't care about merit awards. Are they nice? Yes. Do we respect them? Yes. Do we appreciate them? Yes. But we don't celebrate them. We're not putting up banners on the stream.
You're saying that ACC championship is secondary.
I'm saying every conference championship is secondary. I don't think Ryan Day gives a good gosh darn that he didn't win the Big Ten championship.
I think he's got a shot at the Natty. He does care about that.
I don't think he does. If he wins a Natty, does he go, hey guys, thanks everybody for the love. I'm glad we won the Natty, but really bummed out we didn't win the Big Ten this year. No, and neither would you. You wouldn't come in here if you guys win the Natty the next day and go, the national championship doesn't really ring to me because, we're Natties, but like we didn't win the Big Ten, so it doesn't really feel the same. No, you're going to stomp in here with your big red O on the chest, and you're going to say into this mic with your whole chest 10 toes down, every one of y'all can get in line to kiss my rear end because we are Natties and you ain't.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I would do or say.
Metaphorically.
Okay.
You'd do it metaphorically.
Yeah, okay.
The answer is...
What, I just smile and that would be it?
That's all you need to do. You just play the kitty cat sounder like 51 times. Be like, where are y'all at? Right? Because, again, nobody cares. This is not 1952. Nobody cares about conference titles except as a path to get to the playoffs. That's the only reason they cared. SMU went out there and busted their ass against Clemson, not because they're like, woo, we want to be ACC champs, but because if they lost that game, there was a realistic chance they didn't get to go play for a Natty. Clemson went out there and busted their hump, not because they were ready to hang another banner in the stadium. Let's go down today after the show. Metaphorically, I'm not really going. I got stuff to do. But after the show today, let's drive down to Clemson, South Carolina. Let's walk into Death Valley. Let's walk into Memorial Stadium. Let's stand on the 50-yard line, and let's look in a circle. And let's see what the celebration mementos are for Natties versus ACC titles. Because the ACC titles, they get little flags, like yay big, and they're way up in the corner. Natties, they're in big, 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 big letters and numbers around the ring of the stadium. Right? We don't care about conference titles. So the conference title for Clemson, will you celebrate it? Sure. The way that you celebrate any victory.
This is a long way to go for you to celebrate the fact that he has conformed. Congratulations. You helped to get him to conform.
Sometimes.
Congratulations.
Sometimes there is a recognition, and I know that this drives you crazy. I know it drives a lot of you crazy. Sometimes you have to realize that you conform or you get left behind. You cannot do it. Yeah. If you decided that you want to go back to the old ways of riding a horse back and forth to work, it wouldn't be
my old way because I never did that. You may say that I'm
the
not old,
old
but
way.
I'm not.
I don't think you ride a horse to work old. Carriage maybe.
No.
The point is, if you want to do things the old way, eventually you're gonna be left in the old. That's how progress works. Inevitably, and there is only one constant, and that constant is change. If you are not willing to do the things that are being done by the coaches that are consistently coaching for national championships, they're just going to progressively leave you further in the dust. So, yes, we should be applauding Dabo Swinney this morning.
Nope.
We should be saying, good for you.
No, you're not applauding him. You're applauding yourselves for being right. That's all it is. Look, we got him to do this. He has said all along, if the right person was there, he would do it. And the right person was there. I'm with Dabo on this. I don't know. I would not listen to the noise that's around him telling him he has to do things a certain way. Do it your way till your way fails.
I mean, again, how have the last 3 years been for Clemson? Not great, Bob. Like, fine. Well, they played for a natty a handful of years ago.
Say,
but
dude, they've been good.
But because the last time in was what? The year of the portal, the first year that we utilized it as a tool or not.
Wait, how long has the portal been around?
What are we on, season?
Portal has been around for a really long time, but it's since it's opened up and been, because you've been able to transfer for
You're talking about this current active transfer
portal?
That's
what I'm saying. How long
has it opened the day
this?
After conference championship games.
That's not what I mean. When the door was open for them to, for everybody to transfer.
You're talking about the actual window, like right now that people can start making moves?
Not the window. All right. 10 years ago, you could transfer if you had graduated.
Gotcha. You mean the portal as constructed nowadays.
I think that's what I said, but not in those words.
Then it's not what you
Yes, it still is what I said.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand what you were saying now. The portal as it is known now launched in 2018.
Okay.
Okay? So
And they haven't won since 2018.
I mean, have they been since 2018? Obviously, you had a good year in 2018. But have the last 3 years been the standard as Dabo has preached it? The answer to me is no. No, it's not. And it's been the standard at some other schools. Listen, we can argue back and forth. You don't think it's a good thing? I do. That's fine.
No, here's what I don't think is a good thing. People thinking they can tell someone else how to do something.
No one can tell Dabo a damn thing.
But you're celebrating. And
yes, I am.
And there'll be other people like the show that comes on later on. Wire to Wire, I can say the name. That other show a long time ago, I wouldn't say that name. Wire to Wire will come on and they'll probably celebrate it.
Correct.
That station down the road. I don't know what they'll say. What Dabo? Okay. Anyway, so
anything he does is good things down there.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean,
everything is 5D chess.
I mean, that's how you do things.
That's a propaganda channel.
Well, that's when I mean when it's you're the station for that team.
I'm not mad at him for it. That's exactly what I do if I worked there.
But the national people. We'll see if it makes national news and everyone's so excited that they were right that they got Dabo to change.
No, see, this is this thing. I think the issue for you is that you think everybody has this like ulterior motive and agenda to say, I know more than Dabo. That's not the case. Sometimes
really?
You got to look
really
at somebody.
That's not the case.
No. Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to look and go, what you are doing is not the way it's done anymore. I have worked for managers and businesses in years gone by that refused to get with the times. They wanted to keep the old ways, and the old ways hold you back inevitably. That's why they're the old ways. If they were the most efficient way, they'd be the new way. But when we figured out something that makes things easier and more efficient and allowed you the opportunity to succeed with less effort, that's the new way. And so when there's this gigantic resource out there that allows you to make your team better and somebody goes, no, I don't want to do it. Why not? Because I don't want to do it. Then yes, that's going to draw criticism. It's nothing to do with me. I'd be fine if Dabo didn't touch the portal ever again so that we could actually see if it worked or not. But I think at this point it's pretty obvious the portal is a good thing for a team. And at the end of the day, I need Clemson to do well so that we can keep paying the bills around her.
Yeah, I could care less if Clemson does well or not. I wish Dabo would have stuck to his guns and not brought it so the voices could keep screaming about how you must conform.
I
hate that he finally bowed to it.
I think this is, and I could be wrong, and we'll address this when we come back if you're up for it, and if you're not, that's fine too. That was a dramatic shift. I like it.
No, that was me pointing out that we're 2 minutes into the bed.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I'll tell you what. I think I might have an idea where this comes from. And it's a position of respect, but we'll see when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, Adam? Yes, I do look like Will Wheaton from everything Will Wheaton's ever done.
Will Wheaton.
Cool whip. I don't know what to tell you. It's just my lot in life. When I wear a hat backwards, I look like an old squints from The Sandlot. And when I put the hair up, I look like Will Wheaton from every nerd show you've ever watched. It is what it is. All right.
There is a guy with that look in just about every crowd in a sporting event to the degree where I go, is that Rob? Well, no, it's not him.
Dude, we were last night. Two things happened. Number one, did you see Jason Kelsey's reaction to the Jason Kelsey lookalike contest?
I did not.
Okay. The Eagles did a, before their game this weekend, a Jason Kelsey lookalike contest. And they put the lookalike contest on Monday Night Countdown last night. And Kelsey was on it. And I'll see if I can find the audio from it because it's very funny. But basically, Jason was like, look, this isn't a big deal. Every average fat white guy with a beard looks the same. And the wife and I were kind of laughing at it a little bit. In fact, I'll tell you what, here's the, just because I was able to find it quickly, here's the audio of Jason Kelsey responding to the video of the Jason Kelsey lookalike contest. No, it's not. That's why. I figured it out. It's because I muted my computer. I mean, listen. As a large white man with a beard and Caucasian complexion, he ain't wrong. All right, you throw me into a room full of 20 other large white dudes with beards and Caucasian complexions and dark hair, and we're all the same guy. All right, me and Jason Kelsey. The only reason you can tell it's me and not Jason Kelsey is he's got much better eyebrows than I do. I mean, that's really all there is to it. But we watched that. The wife and I were getting some chuckles about it. And then not half an hour later, we're flipping channels and she came across some show. And while it wasn't Will Wheaton, there was an actor in the show. It was like a Lifetime movie or something. There was an actor. She stops and she looks at me and she looks back at him and she goes, that guy looks a lot like you. And I was like, yeah, no, you're not wrong. He does. And then we went to bed last night, laid down. When the games went off, the local news came on. There's a reporter right here in the upstate who looks just like me, down to like the little white trash spot in the middle of the mustache where hair don't grow. Right under my nose. I got this little trailer park.
I thought that was a choice.
No, it's not. I don't grow hair here.
I thought that was you trimmed it that way on purpose.
Nope. I don't grow hair here. And if you look under here, I got a bunch of bald spots under the beard too. I got a white trash beard. All right. I just gotta work the best I can around that. Exact same guy. And she looks at me and she's like, dude, like what is it with people like you taking over TV? And I was like, ma'am. We're very handsome. I don't know what you want. And then she laughed and rolled over. And that was how my night ended. So, you know, that's good. All right, let's get back to this. Let's get back to this Dabo thing here for just a minute. I want to throw out a theory here. And I want to begin by saying I throw this theory out with all the respect that I have for Lonzo, and it is immense respect. Lonzo is a man who stands on principle in every aspect of his life, okay? And I say that, again, very sincerely and very respectfully. He stands on principle. He has reasons that he is who he is, and he does not contradict those reasons. He does not compromise those reasons or his behavior, and I respect that. But My theory here on this thing, why it's a big deal to you, Lonzo, that Dabo has decided to go back against his principle on the portal.
By the way, really quick, I've been called out on the stream, and they're right. He did say if the player was right. So he didn't go back on anything. He did not listen to the voices. But it does seem that way.
Jacob said, how can you say that Dabo has been saying all along that if the right guy was there, then he would grab them and then say that you wish he didn't give in? And that is what Dabo's been saying. But it's also kind of one of those things where I'm like, guys, it's been, what, 5 years? The portal's been open? It's been 5 years. There hasn't been one. There were 1,500-plus players in the portal last year, and there wasn't one the right guy in there. There wasn't one. See, the way I read that this whole time was, yeah, if the right guy's in there, but a guy who would transfer is the kind of guy I don't think is the right guy. You see what I'm saying? Like, the qualifier of the right guy is a qualifier that somebody that goes into the portal is disqualified by, right? That's like saying, you know, I would never vote for a politician who takes money from a special interest group. Well, I got news for you. You can't win in politics without doing that. All right. That's the system we've created.
Here's what it seems like. I don't know Dabo, but it seems that he appreciates loyalty because he's loyal to some players to a fault, where he would not bench them, certain quarterbacks, and then finally he had to, things like that. And people have criticized him for being too loyal. So in the end, if you're that way yourself, then maybe there's a part of you that goes, okay, this guy's willing to jump ship and come over here. He's not very loyal to the team he's on. That's not what we try to do here, so I'm not bringing anybody in.
I guess that's kind of what I was saying there is, If loyalty is, as it seems to be, if loyalty is way up towards the top of your priority list of character traits, then a guy who leaves a team via the portal, if you want to believe that that shows a lack of loyalty, then it would make sense that you would go, that guy does not display the character trait I consider the most important, which is loyalty. But again, then don't say I'd use the portal for the right guy. Because what you're saying there is, nobody who uses the portal is a guy that I would think is the right guy. Because I believe in commitment and loyalty and whatever else, more than anything else. And by going in the portal, that is the illustration in the mind of a Dabo Swinney, if we are correct in our philosophical breakdown. That is a mechanism by which you show, according to a guy like Dabo, that you are not loyal and you are not committed, especially when with this transfer portal window. We had the conversation yesterday about the Marshall story, right? And I said, look, here's the deal. Or the kid from Penn State, the backup quarterback that's leaving Penn State. Diesel asked me this yesterday. I was on Wire to Wire for an hour and a half yesterday. And Diesel brought it up. And I said, look, here's the deal. I'm not mad at the guy because the portal is open now. That's not his fault. He didn't set that system up. So he's got two options. He can stay with his team through the college football playoffs and try to win a ring, which I'm sure he very much wants to do. But if he does that, he can't go back into the portal again until recruiting season. The jobs will dry up because there's 100 quarterbacks in the portal right now. So he can go try right now to land a spot where he can play, or he can stick it out, go into the portal because Drew Aller's coming back next year, so he definitely ain't starting, right? He can go somewhere right now that he can try to earn a starting job somewhere. It's kind of not his problem that Penn State doesn't have a backup quarterback.
Can we get Will Howard to transfer before Saturday?
No, I think you're pretty much locked in. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. All right. I mean, you could ask nicely. Maybe send him a tweet. Don't do that. That's creepy. Don't tweet players and recruits.
I would never do that.
So when it comes to Dabo and the people who are, and by the people I mean who are, it's like Lonzo and a couple of folks on social media right now. I do think there is something at play here. Is this, Lonzo, and I will ask it as a question, not say it as a statement. As somebody who has a set of principles in their lives that you are very dedicated, very committed to, that are certainly not, and I think you would acknowledge this, I hope it doesn't come across as disrespectful, it's not intended to be, outside of the societal norm. When and I've seen it, when someone presses you to go against your principles and behavior and standards that you hold yourself accountable to, I have seen you be like, no, you're not getting me to push in. Is this a, you're disappointed because Dabo's had this principle for a number of years and now it feels like he is going against a principle in the name of societal pressure? Like, because I don't understand why the reaction isn't, if you're a Clemson fan, obviously excitement that he's willing to change his ways. But even if you're not a pro portal guy, why the answer isn't at least, all right, whatever, dog. Like, I don't care. Or is it just he was the last man standing that was anti-portal?
Let me ask you a question. So many times you have said on this air that you and I are alike when we're told we can't do something, then we do it. Dabo's been told he can't do it this way. I don't understand why you're not on his side. Because if you're like what you've been saying that you and I are alike about someone saying, hey, you can't do that, and then you do it to prove them wrong, that's what he's doing.
Because I think there are times when you have to recognize and realize, it's one thing to say, Rob Brown, this station's only one. Two sports talk show of the years, you can't do that, for me to go, hell yeah, I can. It would be another thing for you to come in and go, Rob Brown, you can't win a Daytona 500 driving a Honda Accord. You're correct, I can't. That's an impossible thing to do.
It's not a like analogy. Here's what it comes down to. We've been told we can't do something in the profession that we're in, and then we do it. He's been told he can't do something in the profession he's in. You're trying to go to a different profession.
No. Here's what I'm trying to make. This is about equipment. This is an equipment conversation. Sometimes you can't do the job with the equipment provided. If I ask you to dig me a hole 200 feet deep, I can't hand you a shovel and think you're going to get that done. I got to give you equipment to do the job. I don't think anyone, not just Dabo, it just happens to be that Dabo happens to coach at the school we cover as much as any other school. I don't think that it can be done without utilizing this equipment when everybody else has the equipment.
What can't be done?
Success as far as winning national championships. If you are happy to set the bar at ACC titles good enough,
so,
then go on.
So, and I don't want this to happen by any means. So if they win a national championship this year, you'll never say anything again.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
They win a national championship this year, I'll never say anything again. They're a 12.5-point underdog in week one. They are the biggest underdog in college football.
You're right.
I mean, there's a reason for that.
And I'm not rooting for them, so I'll be right. I would never do that because I'm never going to root for Clemson. But there is this thing. If they win, and they win it all,
I agree.
Then you can't talk about
what
it
what happens
again.
If they get blown out by Texas.
That's what's expected.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. By the way, we should tell you a little bit about the transfer portal player. It is Tristan Smith. He is a wide receiver from Southeast Missouri State. Smith is the first ever transfer portal commit. He appears to be a good one. In 2024, logged 76 receptions for 934 yards and 6 touchdowns for Southeast Mizzou out of the Ohio Valley Conference. Most recently turned in a 10-catch, 139-yard performance in a first-round FCS playoff matchup against Illinois State. He did score a touchdown in that game. Before going to SEMO, Smith played 2 seasons at Hutchinson Community College as a freshman in 2022, played in 7 games, had 2 catches for 91 yards and a touch. 1 year after that, 14 grabs for a buck 40 and a touchdown across 10 games. He looks to make an immediate impact on Clemson's wide receiver room, who did not have a 1,000-yard receiver during this past regular season. However, Quarterback Cade Klubnik has distributed the ball this season. Eight receivers have over 100 yards receiving on the season. Three have at least 500 yards or more. Of course, there have already been a couple of transfers out for the Tigers, including Troy Stiletto, who took off in the transfer portal before the Tigers got to the 12-team playoff. And I talked a little bit about this early. I'll talk to it again because I saw those guys take some heat. Why would you leave? Why would you transfer out when your team is actively in the playoffs? And the answer is very simple. Every year, we see a large block of players go into the portal. And of that large block of players that go into the portal every year, we see a significant number of them not find a place to land. And those guys are out of football. They're done, just like that. They leave, they find no coaches that want to sign them on, and they end up not playing. Or they got to downshift multiple levels of competition just to be on a team. So why would they leave? Well, the answer to that is very simple. They would leave at the point where their team is still active and alive for one reason and one reason alone. A chance, an opportunity, somewhere to play to land on a roster. Because just because your team is playing in a 12-team playoff, that means there's north of 130 teams that are not. And there were only three last year that did not take a transfer portal player, but there were a lot that only took a few. And you are not up against only the other players in the portal. You are also up against the incoming high school recruiting class. So we can use the kid from Penn State as an illustration, as an example. Bo Pribula decides he's going to go in the portal. He is Penn State's QB2. If something happens to Drew Aller in the first game, he would be the guy that steps in to guide his team as far as he could in the national playoffs, right? So why would he leave with that opportunity right in front of him? The answer is simple. He ain't playing next year. He ain't playing next year. Drew Aller's coming back for his senior year. He ain't playing nowhere, right? So if he's not playing for Penn State, which, again, unless Aller goes down to injury next year, which he hasn't done this year, this kid's not playing at Penn State. He would be wasting a year of his eligibility if playing is his goal. If he does not go into the portal now, when there are players, when there are quarterbacks in the portal now, then the number of schools who are willing to take a transfer in quarterback will shrink significantly. There just won't be spots left, right? I told the story yesterday. I was on Wire to Wire and filling in for Cole on with Diesel. And I said, look, there's been a spot before.
Did you forget his name?
No, I was going to call him something else because he called me Cole six times in five segments yesterday. No, sorry, four segments yesterday. He called me Cole at a clip of 1.2 times per segment.
You should have called him Mark.
I thought about it, but
that's what I would have done.
I mean, I wasn't in studio, so, you know.
Okay, all right.
In the transfer portal right now, I'm trying to count the number of quarterbacks, but suffice to say, as I scroll down, it's a long list of dudes that are in the portal right now, okay? So, here is a cat. Here is a guy that's going to go in the portal, and he's going to be sought after. But jobs are limited, just like a job market for any of us out here in the real world. Jobs are limited. I had a job a very long time ago at a station that I very much enjoyed working at, right? And then one day, I got a phone call inquiring about my interest in another job. I was working for a TV news channel. As a matter of fact, I was working at a TV news channel and I got a job asking if I wanted to come be the public information officer for Okaloosa County where I grew up. It was very out of the blue. It was very random. Hey, man, listen, we're interested. You meet the qualifications. You've lived here your whole life. We want to hire you. And they were going to pay me like 33% more than I was making at the TV station for a regular work schedule. 8 to 5 on call in case of emergency. I walked into my boss's office and as they said, hey, here's the deal though. We need you now. Like, we need you here next Monday. This was like a Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. They're like, if you're going to take this job, we need you here Monday. We got a big week next week. We need you to come in and just run the social media campaign for this. We need you here next Monday. And I walked over into my manager's office. She was a very sweet lady. Her name was Kimberly. I walked into her office and I said, boss, I'm probably never going to be allowed to work here again. And I understand that and that's okay. But I got a job offer. It starts Monday and I have to take it. She's like, well, we need you to give us 2 weeks. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have to start this job Monday or I don't get this job. They'll find somebody who will. And she said, well, it's required you give 2 weeks. And I said, unless it's legally, I'm out. I got to go. And I took the job. And I know what I did. It was sweeps weeks for the TV station. The most important week. It is the week that TV stations go all out to try to get their ratings books looking real good for advertisers in the next quarter, right? Biggest week of the year in TV. And she said, it's sweeps week. You're going to just bail on us? We need you. And I said, I'm really sorry. I got to go. I got to take this job. I said, here's the deal. If you would like to renegotiate my contract right now, I'll tell you the number that they are paying me. And if you match that number, I'll stay. But if you can't, I got to go. And I showed her the number and she went, I can't pay that to a junior reporter and backup anchor. And I said, okay, then I got to go. And I left. And I know I screwed a lot of people at that TV station. I screwed other reporters who had to pick up my slack. I screwed my editor and cameraman who had bet hours and hours and hours into our sweep week feature. That was just, it was just wasted at that point. I wasn't there. They couldn't use it anymore, right? There was all these different people that I screwed. But I had to take that job. That job was a life-changing job for me. It was the most money I'd ever made. It gave me experience into an entirely new world of public relations and media that I had never been in before. It gave me life experience that I could not pass on, and it was the best thing for me and my family at that time. I had to take it, right? And I know I screwed a bunch of people, and I promise you, I still feel guilty about it to this day, but not that guilty because I had to do it. And if I would not have jumped at that moment to take that opportunity, they would have hired somebody else that day to come in that next Monday and start. And I'd have been stuck at that junior reporter job with no guarantee of promotion anytime in the next 2 to 5 years. I had to take it. It wasn't an option. I had to do it. So with that being said, the reason a guy like a Drew Aller would leave and take off, not just go into the portal, but actually leave, because we had a texter that just wrote in and said, Ohio State's Devin Brown has entered the portal, but said he will stay with the Buckeyes through the playoff. Entering the portal does not mean you can't finish out your bowl or playoff season with your current team. Correct. But do you know what it does do? It prevents you from having contact with other schools who might want you. It prevents you from having conversations with other coaches who might be interested in signing you to a scholarship, right? So it's not just that Bo Pribble is going to leave Penn State. It's that he's leaving the team so that he can start those conversations. Because if he doesn't start those conversations now, then all of these coaches out there that might be looking for a quarterback and Pribble might fit the mold for them, all these other coaches might go find their guy. And now all of a sudden, Penn State doesn't win a national championship, right? Maybe they win a game. Maybe they win two. The bottom half of that bracket's unbalanced. It's weak. But they don't win a natty. Or hell, maybe they do. Maybe they win a natty. Who cares? Doesn't matter. They don't. They do. Doesn't matter. Whatever ends up being the end of the year for Penn State and for Bo Pribula, whatever ends up being the end of the year, now he can talk. And he starts making the calls. And he calls XYZU. And he goes, hey, I'm in the portal. And they go, yeah, sorry, bud, we already signed our guy. And then he calls ABCU. He goes, hey, I'm in the portal. And they go, hey, man, sorry, we already got our guy. And then he calls CDEU. And they go, sorry, we already got our guy. And now all of a sudden, he's got two options. He can beg James Franklin to take him back, which is not a guarantee, right? I think he would, but not a guarantee. Or he's out of football, right? Sometimes you have to jump when the opportunity presents itself, even if you screw other people, which sucks. I don't like it. I've done it myself. I don't like it. But sometimes you have two options. You can either go, you know, I'm committed to the gig, and you cannot better your own life. Or you can go, hey, I am sincerely and thoroughly sorry to everyone whose life I am making more difficult, but this is a decision I have to make to better myself. I have to go. And again, you don't do that to your plumber or your exterminator or your barber or your mechanic or anybody else. It's just college football kids we do this with. That we go, I can't believe you would better your own life and your own opportunities at the risk of my football team, my enjoyment as a football fan. You don't do that for your barber, your mechanic, or your plumber, or your banker, or anybody else. Just them. So, dude's got to go in the portal now because he's not a five-star guaranteed to land somebody like Dylan Raiola was, right? He's not a guy that's guaranteed to have a landing spot if he doesn't go now. Because those spots close up quick, man. And we still got a recruiting class to sign in February on top of that. So with all of that being said, I kind of think it is what it is, man. I think it kind of is what it is. Like, does it suck for Penn State? Absolutely. But if it's the best decision for Bo Pribula, here would be my suggestion. Figure out a way that you moving forward can make a kid like a Bo Pribula feel like it is worth staying even if he's not going to play. With the recognition that for some kids, that's never going to be the case, right? It's never going to be the case. You're never going to make that kid happy. You're never going to get to a spot where a kid like a Bo Pribula goes, yeah, I know I'm not going to play because Drew Aller's coming back. I know I'm not going to play because this super senior's coming back for one more run at it. But I love Penn State so much. I love Penn State so much that I am happy to have my name on zero record books. I am happy to have my name nowhere in this stadium. I am happy to fade off into obscurity as a guy who was here but never really did anything because that's how much I love the Nittany Lions. That's how much I love Happy Valley. There may be some kids out there. My dad played here, and even if I never see the field, just to say I was a member of the Penn State Nittany Lion football team, that's enough for me. Go find those kids, right? But I'm not going to hammer down on a quarterback who did not set up the transfer portal window this way. That is a failure of the adults that y'all want to take out on kids. They didn't set up the portal this way, that they had to make a choice of stay with your team through the playoffs or actually have a chance at landing a job and not getting left out in the cold next year. The adults set up that, not the kids. Maybe lay off them. Maybe lay off them. All right, that's enough of that. We're going to talk more transfer portal stuff later on in the show as Dabo has reversed the trend. First skill position transfer player into Clemson is booked. We're going to talk more football later on in the show, including a breakdown of the first round of the college football playoff bracket. All of that after Lonzo gives you what would be a conference championship level performance during the Sports Flash.
Two Monday Night Football games wrapped up week 15 of the NFL season in Minnesota. The Vikings crushed the Bears 30-12. Sam Darnold threw for 231 yards and a touchdown to Justin Jefferson. Minnesota sacked Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams twice, but had the rookie on the run all night long. In the other game, Atlanta kept their NFC South hopes alive with a 15-9 win over the Raiders. Kirk Cousins threw his first touchdown in the last five games, but was picked off as well, going 11-1 for 112 yards. 11-17, rather. Yeah, Bijan Robinson ran for 125 yards on 22 carries, and the only touchdown of the night went to receiver Drake London. The Falcons picked off their former signal caller Desmond Ridder twice and held the Raiders to just 65 rushing yards. Tune in tomorrow at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Montreat Cavaliers right here on The Fan Upstate.